And now, Arden Sports Incorporated presents the Squared Circle Collection. Welcome, everyone, to the Squared Circle Collection. I'm your host with the most, MJ Arden, welcoming you to a shortened, albeit very special and somber edition of the Squared Circle Collection. On April 16th, 2020, the wrestling community lost one of our most beloved figures, a true cornerstone of the business, the most legendary ring announcer that professional wrestling has ever seen. We lost Howard Finkel. I read the news personally on Twitter when I happened to see the hashtag RIP Fink, as he was so affectionately called over the years, the Fink. And of course, at first I didn't want to believe it, as is always the case when we see something on Twitter, our mind initially has that moment to try and process, is this real? Is this a hoax? And within just a few quick moments, it was confirmed that Howard Finkel has indeed passed away from some long-standing health issues. From what I understand, he was not well for the last little while. He suffered a stroke in, I think, in the last year or two. And either way, he's gone. And when I think about my own fandom in professional wrestling, I just go back to those early days, being a kid, wrestling on the TV, you know, just once a week, those very rare moments, those special moments where I would sit back and my mom or my dad would put the TV on, and I would probably walk up to the TV and you know, change the knob on the TV to get to the particular channel. I think it was called Maple Leaf Wrestling in Canada at the time, and you would just watch these larger than life heroes like Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage, and for me, you know, the Bret Harts and Mr. Perfects and all of the legends going at it in the squared circle. But that one piece that always made me so interested, got me so excited, so pumped about the spectacle of professional wrestling, was the ring introductions and the announcements of who won the contests. And that, of course, more often than not, came from Mr. Howard Finkel. And when I reflect upon my own fandom, once again, I can't help but see Howard Finkel as probably one of the biggest inspirations for me as a young kid who never wanted to grow up to be a wrestler, but wanted to grow up and be involved in wrestling in the capacity as ring announcer. And I would stand in front of my mirror so many times with my brush in hand, trying to get it just right the way that the Fink did. Coming down the aisle from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, weighing in at 234 pounds, Bret Hitman Hart. It was just so perfect the way the Fink did it. And me nor anyone would ever come close to hitting it the way he did. But a young version of me right through my life to an adult version of me certainly has spent many a moments trying to mimic the Fink and try to create that emotion that he would when he would introduce the matches and introduce these guys who were our larger than life heroes. And of course, his signature and new World Wrestling Federation champion shtick at the end of the contest would just forever become a part of wrestling history and be ingrained into our collective minds. And so when I heard the news of Howard Finkel's passing on April 16th, I mourned the loss just like millions of others in our community. And so the decision was made for this episode of the Squared Circle Collection to be a shortened version, but one that was very keen in paying tribute to the voice that so many of us grew up idolizing and loving and just welcoming into our homes each week. And that's Howard Finkel's voice. So what's before you right now will be a shortened but very special version of the Squared Circle Collection podcast, where we will talk about the Fink and sort of go through some of the lesser known things about Howard Finkel to pay tribute to such a beautiful part of wrestling history. And in order to do so, I actually found an article on whatculture.com. And this article is entitled 10 Things You Didn't Know About Howard Finkel, written by an author named James Weeds. So I give full credit to James Weeds and his article for whatculture.com. And I thought I would just read through it here and provide sort of the audio version of these beautiful of this beautiful collection of words written by Mr. Weeds to pay tribute to Howard Finkel. So without further ado, coming straight from whatculture.com, 10 things you didn't know about Howard Finkel. At number 10, that he was the first employee of WWE. Being a native of New Jersey, part of Worldwide Wrestling Federation's territory, the Fink was initially employed by Vince McMahon Sr. in 1975. After almost 2 years with the company, Finkel first began announcing in WWWF in Madison Square Garden in early 1977. In 1980, Vince Jr. formed Titan Sports and purchased the now called WWF from his father in 1982. With the acquisition, Vincent Kennedy McMahon began making changes as he began formulating his place to make wrestling move out of the territories and into an international business. Aligning himself with people with a wealth of knowledge and the experience to help build a global presence, McMahon kept several staff members from his father's version of the company. One of these men was Howard Finkel. And as he was still under contract at the time of his passing, this makes him the longest-serving employee in WWE history, providing 40 years of service. At number 9, he came up with the WrestleMania name. When Vince McMahon was coming up with the idea of a super show to illustrate just how superior his wrestling brand was, he needed a name. Throwing ideas around in a board meeting, McMahon was originally more in line with calling the event Colossal Tussle in all of its 80s naff-sounding glory. However, inspired by memories of the 1960s cultural phenomenon Beatlemania, Howard Finkel suggested the name WrestleMania. I want to pause there and offer my own commentary. I've heard it time and time again that the Fink came up with the WrestleMania name, and I knew that it was rooted in the whole 60s pop culture Beatlemania phenomenon. But let's just think about that. I mean, we just had WrestleMania 36, which was unprecedented in its delivery, two nights, empty arena because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But I hope it never falls short on us that the very event that we look forward to every year, the Super Bowl of wrestling for all of us wrestling fans, WrestleMania, I hope we never forget that it was coined by Howard Finkel, who wasn't just an on-air persona all of those years for the WWF and the WWE, but worked behind the scenes for so many years for the McMahons. And provided so many of their amazing ideas to move forward with, including perhaps the most amazing of them all, the WrestleMania moniker. So very cool thing to keep in mind as we mourn the loss of Howard Finkel. Moving into number 8 on a list of things we didn't know or may not have known about Howard Finkel. Number 8, Finkel facts. Howard Finkel took various roles behind the scenes once he was gradually relieved of his in-ring announcing duties. In the latter years of his WWE career, he was known as their chief statistician, well known for his excellent recall for precise dates and records of anything related to wrestling. His ability to retrieve trivia was affectionately known as a Finkel fact. It is hardly surprising that the announcer would be able to recall so much information as he was involved with a large proportion of it. Having announced at 21 consecutive WrestleManias, the majority of pay-per-views between 1985 and 2006, and countless episodes of weekly WWE programming, the voice of WWE had the best seat in the house and made some of the grandest announcements in company history. Number 7, interpromotional feud. While Howard Finkel will be best remembered for his voice, working to enhance matchups and not participate in them himself, he had several matches throughout his 40-year tenure with WWE. In 1993, The Fink appeared in a vignette for USWA's upcoming event in Memphis, Tennessee, cutting a hilarious promo ridiculing his opponent, Harvey Whippleman, known to the Memphis audience as Downtown Bruno, the stupidest name Finkel had ever heard. The longtime WWE announcer mocked the southern accent of the USWA fans and made sure to proclaim WWF as the very best in pro wrestling today. Their match, taking place in February 1993, went to a no contest. However, their feud continued to build, and both men went on to have a total of 6 matches together over the following 2.5 years. The Fink got the lead with a 4-1-1 win-loss-draw record, and their most memorable bout was a tuxedo match taking place on the January 9th, 1995 episode of Monday Night Raw. I think at some point very soon, I will definitely be going on to the WWE Network, and I encourage you to do the same, heading over to the 1995 archives of Raw and checking out the January 9th edition so we could raise a glass to the Fink and his tuxedo match. Number 6. He had 8 matches in his career. Taking a long in-ring hiatus following his series with Whippleman, the beloved ring announcer would lace up his ring boots once again when he faced fellow ring announcer Tony Schimmel on the September 2nd, 1999 edition of SmackDown. After being encouraged by a recently debuting Chris Jericho, the Fink challenged Schimmel to an impromptu tuxedo match after he felt like he was being cast aside by the younger announcer. Fortunately, the match was short in time, but still an entertaining affair. The highlight being that while losing the match and getting stripped down to his underwear, Finkel's bow tie remained intact. After another 3-year in-ring hiatus, Howard Finkel would have his last match on Raw, taking place on August 26, 2002. After having a brief yet in very poor taste feud with Lillian Garcia, Finkel lost a tuxedo/evening gown match on the show and essentially retired from in-ring competition. His willingness to have matches all in the name of entertainment proves how committed an employee the Fink was. And I couldn't have said it better myself. He had the perfect voice to propel every match forward, but was never shy, the Fink, was never shy to get into the squared circle and compete in some over-the-top matches for pure entertainment reasons to give the fans something to smile at and to laugh at. So in addition to that first bow tie tuxedo match, we also have to make our way on the WWE Network, or even I'm sure a quick YouTube search, to check out the battle with Tony Schimmel on September 2nd, 1999 SmackDown, and the battle against Lillian Garcia on August 26th, 2002 Monday Night Raw. Moving into number 5, the Fink's personal highlight. Howard Finkel was the announcer for every WrestleMania until WrestleMania 22, when Lillian Garcia took over his duties for the main card. Having announced hundreds of matches throughout his illustrious career, Finkel went on record to say that his career-defining moment came fairly early on. Having established himself as the voice of WWF by the time the first showcase of the Immortals, it was at the Super Show's third installment where he claims was his best work. In an interview from around the time he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, the Fink admitted that announcing the matches in front of 93,000 screaming fans in Pontiac, Michigan was not easy. However, after the show's triumphant success, it's a memory that nobody will be able to take away from him. And that is true. I know that the WrestleMania 3 crowd goes down in pro wrestling lore as 93,000 was it or wasn't it actually that much. So we'll say it's an alleged 93,000. But either way, the Fink was there at that WrestleMania, just as he was for the first 22 of them, announcing for a boisterous crowd and providing the show with so much more to accompany the matches. So amazing memories there. Moving into number four, his last on-air announcement. While the 25th anniversary of WWE Raw, which took place in early 2018, will be remembered for not meeting fan expectations, it is notable for being the last time Howard Finkel made an announcement on WWE television. Reserved for the much-hyped appearance of The Undertaker, the Fink's familiar boom welcomed the Phenom into the Manhattan Center. However, despite this being the last announcement Howard Finkel made for a match, it was a recording from before the event. Hearing his voice introducing the arrival of the Dead Man and yet not seeing him in person was another reason why the anniversary edition of WWE's A Show failed to meet expectations. There is reason for this, though. By the time of the episode, Finkel's health had been in sharp decline, and so he was unable to attend the event. Definitely was upsetting to see that the Finkel was not at the event. I recall that myself, but to be able to hear the voice of the Fink announcing Taker to that special anniversary edition of Raw, back where it all began in the Manhattan Center, was truly special. And I think as wrestling fans, we just have to hold on to the fact that the Fink's voice was a part of it, even if he physically was not able to attend the event because of his already declining health. Item number three on the list, Howard Finkel's WrestleMania toupee. Appearing as a special celebrity guest for WrestleMania 10, founder of Hair Club, a hair restoration company, Cy Sperling gave a short hello to the New York crowd before demonstrating the effectiveness of his product by revealing his latest success story, Howard Finkel. Donning a thick, luscious wig, the Fink presented for the rest of the night with his new look. Other than asking fans what they thought after initially being presented to them by Sperling, Finkel continued to announce the rest of the card as a consummate professional, never taking the spotlight away from the wrestlers and only enhancing their aura to the Madison Square Garden crowd. A cool, cool visual to look back at that WrestleMania, Howard Finkel in the toupee. And that moves us to number two, how he didn't want people to know he wasn't well. Many wrestlers and fans have tweeted their respects to the family, the life, and the career of the best ring announcer in pro wrestling history, but the most poignant was Tommy Dreamer's. Posting shortly after Finkel's passing had been announced by WWE, Dreamer tweeted that he hadn't posted any photos of him and Howard, despite them seeing each other regularly, as Howard didn't want people to know how poor his health was. Accompanied with the tweet was a recent photo of the two together, with the Fink looking in high spirits but noticeably in physical decline. Finkel's desire to keep out of the spotlight and to not let people worry about him is a testament to the level of professionalism he possessed. And finally, topping our list of 10 things we might not have known about Howard Finkel, at number one, Howard Finkel lived to help others. In another tweet from Tommy Dreamer following Howard Finkel's passing, he commented how the Fink was a lifelong New York Jets fan, as well as a season pass holder. Dreamer continued, "Howard would give away his seats to other fans if he had to work." Roman Reigns tweeted how, despite his own ailing health, Finkel would constantly be in touch with Reigns to make sure he was remaining healthy. Upon hearing the news, John Morrison tweeted a video from a 2009 episode of Miz and Morrison's Dirt Sheet, which had the Fink wearing an army helmet, reenacting a moment from the movie Avatar. Morrison further added that Howard took pride in helping people. And finally, in a heartfelt tweet, Vicky Guerrero shared that Howard Finkel escorted Eddie Guerrero's body from Minneapolis to Phoenix, as he didn't want Eddie to be flown home by himself. These memories of Howard Finkel by some of those who were closest to him illustrate that beyond being an exceptional ring announcer and entertainer, he was a superior, much beloved, and now dearly missed human being. As we bring this list to a close about Howard Finkel, I want to finally share one thing that really stood out for me that came to light after the Fink's passing, which was in the photo that Tommy Dreamer tweeted with him and the Fink at the hospital. In the background, you can see a picture that was posted in the Fink's room. It's not a picture so much as just a piece of paper with some writing on it, and it's written by the Fink. And what Howard Finkel had written on this piece of paper for the nurses who would tend to him in his room, he wrote, "Please put channel 43 on at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Wrestling is on. Thanks." Along with a classic signature Howard Finkel smiley face. Howard Finkel was nearing the end of his life and, according to reports, wasn't able to do much with his health decline, including, you know, operating the TV's remote control or use the phone. And the fact that he used some of his remaining strength to write that note to ask the staff to make sure that Monday Night Raw was on his TV box every week, that really is the ultimate testament to not just who Howard Finkel was as a worker for WWF over 40 years, but who he was and who he will always be as a wrestling fan. And so with a very heavy heart, we pay tribute to the greatest ring announcer in professional wrestling history, Mr. Howard Finkel. May he rest in peace, rest in power, and we offer so many thanks to Mr. Howard Finkel for all that he gave us over 40 years in the wrestling industry. So many great memories, so many inspiring moments, all of which we can and we will continue to relive thanks to Mr. Howard Finkel. Mr. Howard Finkel, may you rest in peace until we all meet again.